I look at you and I'm home.
Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 71. Develop your presence. Yep, be a hero, develop your presence. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 71. And did you like that? That is new for me. That is the new... Well, I'll see if it's good. I'm going to stick with it. It's a new opening to the Guy in a Tie podcast. I changed my old song, theme song that I've had forever, and I put together this one for you, so let me know what you like about it. Well, develop your presence. There's something truly special about people who have presence. It's magical. Are you magical? Well, check out today's Guy in a Tie Schools in Session later on in the podcast, and we'll have a little chit-chat about your presence. But first up today, I have some great tracks. I have 6 solid tracks where last time I went rock. This podcast is pretty emotional. A lot of things going on, a lot of things in my head, but one of the things I've been totally thinking about is 9/11 for some reason, just the whole idea about it. And I found this track and I asked the band Yellow Card out of California if I could play the track. And they said, sure, you may. And I got this track called Believe off their CD, Ocean Ave. And thinking about the rubble of 9/11, you know, loving, all the caring, all those positive beliefs and the heroes and how that played out. You know, so much has been said, but this song just really speaks volumes to 9/11. And, you know, my family, just coming home to my family and how important it is. And also, I just love the end of this. If you know anything about firemen in New York City, and the Irish, how important that race is to them, you'll love the beginning of today's track. This is Believe by Yellow Card.
Inside the strength of heart, think about the hero saving life in the dark, climbing higher through the fire. Time was running out, never knowing you weren't going to be coming down alive, but you still came back for me. Everything is gonna be alright. Be strong, believe.
thanks Yellow Card for allowing me to play that track, and I just love that track, man. I just outstanding singing, outstanding vocals, outstanding everything. So I hope you guys like that. Hey, well, next up is one of my favorite bands out of Florida. This is Stalling Dawn off their CD A Few Short Years. And the track I'm going to play is A Few Years Short of Forgiveness. And I really don't know how to describe this band except that I love it. I love their t-shirt. I love their CD. I love their artwork on their t-shirts and CD. My little daughter loves it. She's running around all the time in Stalling Dawn. Everyone's asking, what's Stalling Dawn? What's Stalling Dawn? Well, I tell them it's this great band out of Florida. They have a... It's screamo. It's emotional. It is... At the end of this track is amazing piano. It is... It's a little bit of everything. And Stalling Dawn is... You know, there's like four guys. The one that I communicated with is Ryan Gardner. He's super nice. And they just do what they like, and they like what they do. They just try to make music that will appeal to most people while still maintaining their definite individual personality, which is screamo. They gotta get that in there. And they love playing live. This is Stalling Dawn out of Florida with a track called A Few Short Years of Forgiveness.
You took
So there you go. That was the spotlight track of today's Guy in a Tie, A Few Short Years of Forgiveness by Stalling Dawn. Well, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where I play five snippets of movies, and your job is to figure out what movie they're from. Hey, it goes by pretty fast, so make sure you pay attention, take notes, and no betting or gambling. Just have fun. Number one.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Number two.
Taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Number three.
The plane.
Number four.
Christmas is about presents. If we all buy presents, everyone benefits.
Okay. That is the spirit of Christmas. Commercialism. Because it's what makes our country work.
Number five.
You're right.
Number six.
What in the name of all things bright and beautiful is going on?
So that was the Clicker Challenge. At the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, I'll give you the answers. If I remember. One time I did forget, but I'll make sure I do it today. So today I have a great band out of Brisbane, Australia. This is the Veronicas, and you know, they're two sisters. And they're beautiful, they're gorgeous, they're singer-songwriters, they're identical 20-year-old sisters, and they just have this natural singing and songwriting talent, but you know what? They definitely put a lot of work into it. Yeah, if looks could kill, they'd have a lifetime of performing experiences to create an off-the-hook, rock, irresistible, appealing album. But they put a lot of effort into their music. You can just tell the passion that's behind it. And they have that wow factor. I'm going to play today the track called Heavenly Broken by the Veronicas off their CD, their debut CD, The Secret Life of the Veronicas. Here you go. Heavenly Broken.
Every day I sit here waiting. Every day just seems so long.
Now we've had enough of all the hate.
So that was the Veronicas off their CD EP, The Secret Life of the Veronicas. And they just pulled in a MTV VH1 deal. So you'll see more of them on TV, on VH1 and MTV. That was the Veronicas. There's a couple of things about the most recent American Idol cast where they raised a lot of money for charity. I just think, well, first of all, I gotta give them kudos. Yeah, they make a ton of money. And yeah, they are like the number one show. It was what, fourth or fifth year running? But they took advantage of it and they helped out people. They put together a little kind of like telethon, a 2-hour telethon where the whole show was based on raising money. You'd call in and make some donations and the money would go toward helping the homeless or helping with medical information or supplies for people abroad or on the home front, just helping out starving kids in America, United States. So American Idol, I gotta give you props. That was just a really good thing to do, and you know, I enjoyed it. And it made me want to watch the show even more, even though I just definitely don't like all the put downs on the show by Ryan Seacrest, but it was a great show. So thanks a lot, American Idol, for putting some spirit in our souls. So that was Make Up Your Mind by Orange Park. And Orange Park is out of New York. And I like that band. And there's a little link on the website, and you can go to their website. And if you like that CD or that that track, you can download it for free. Just go to the guyinatie.com website, and there's a little link there. And hey, make a little comment to Guyinatie and show me some love. And then also send an email to that band and say thanks a lot for allowing me to play their track on Guy in a Tie, because I really do appreciate all these bands allowing me to do it. Yeah, they're getting their music out, but at the same time, this is a lot of fun for me. Well, hey, guys, look at the time. It's time to do the Guy in a Tie thing. School's in session. There's something truly special about people who have presence. It's their magical, almost magnet-like quality that makes you want to be around someone. When you're around someone who has presence, it's nourishing, refreshing, and fun. You feel special, listened to, and respected, almost as if you're the most important person in the world. Developing your own presence does essentially two things. First, because it's linked to being present, moment-oriented, it reduces your stress and makes you happier. Instead of wandering all over the place, your mind is focused on exactly what you're doing or whom you are with. This frees your mind from the distractions of worry, negativity, and regret. Being present allows your mind to rest, to become focused, attentive, and peaceful. Developing your presence will make you more patient and less reactive, and ultimately much smarter and wiser. Your learning curve will sharpen, and life will become more interesting and less frustrating. Second, developing your presence will improve all of your relationships, romantic ones as well as those with your friends, parents, teachers, siblings, employees, employers, even strangers. The stronger your presence, the more you'll bring out the best in others, and the more they will want to be with you and to help you. Obviously, this will help reduce your stress even further and will make your life a great deal easier. It's easy and natural to be present when you are in love with or very interested in someone. Because you can't seem to get enough of that person, you're highly attentive. Your ability to remain attentive feeds on itself and brings you even closer together. In other words, your presence is nourishing to the other person, which in turn feeds his or her need to be listened to and respected. This feeling makes that person want to be around you even more. Communication is heightened on both ends, and everyone wins. Where it gets tricky is when you don't feel as motivated to be right there with someone. Say, when you're talking to a parent or a teacher, when you're feeling lectured to, or when you're discussing things that put you to sleep. Yet this is the time your efforts will pay the highest dividends. The best way to develop your presence is to see what's in it for you. The answer is an easy life and better relationships. The rest is pretty easy. All it takes is practice. Try to immerse yourself in what you're doing and simply notice when your mind drifts away. When it does, gently bring it back. The same is true when you're with someone, whoever it is. Stay with the conversation and pay attention as best you can. As your mind wanders, simply call it back, just as you would a little puppy who is wandering from home. Do this over and over again, and it will become second nature. As Guy in a Tie, I do this all the time. Other people will notice the changes in you, and that will be nice. But what's even better is that you'll notice changes in yourself. As Guy in a Tie, I think you'll agree that many of the people you respect most in the world have a great deal of presence. These people also tend to have the most adventuresome, fun lives. There's no question that if you put your mind to it, you can become this type of person. To do so may be one of the most important decisions you ever make. This is Guy in a Tie, doing the Guy in a Tie thing.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the Guy in the Tie thing. Well, hey, next up is a band that I found out of Seattle, Washington. They're a power pop alternative rock and roll band. They're called Concord. And, you know, the Flying Concord, like the airplane, which is no longer in flight, the Concord. But the Concord, the band, I'm all screwed up now, the band Concord, they have a track called Wednesday. And I really like this sound, so give it up. For Concord.
It's Monday and I sit all alone at the table. It's not the first time. The food's cold, the wine's warm, but you said that you'd make it. I think I'll be fine. It's not a big crime. It's Tuesday. She
So wasn't that a pretty cool sound? I really like that, Concord, with a track called Wednesday. Was it Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday? Well, I hope that guy finally is happy in the song. Because I know I'm happy because I'm doing a Guy in a Tie podcast.
I look at you and I'm home.
Now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the final part of the show where I play those five snippets of videos and then I give the answers. So here is the Clicker Challenge. Good luck. Number one.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Number two.
Taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Number three. Number four.
Christmas is about presents. If we all buy presents, everyone benefits.
Okay. That is the spirit of Christmas. Commercialism. Because it's what makes our country work.
Number five.
You're right.
Number six.
What in the name of all things bright and beautiful is going on?
All right, so that was the Clicker Challenge. Now here are the answers. Number one, heroes.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Number two, Crush from Finding Nemo.
Taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Number three, Fantasy Island. Do you guys still remember that show? Number four, South Park.
Christmas is about presents. If we all buy presents, everyone benefits.
Okay. That is the spirit of Christmas. Commercialism. Because it's what makes our country work.
Number five, Adam's Family. You rang. Number six, Jimmy Neutron.
What in the name of all things bright and beautiful is going on?
Well, the next track is just a big congrats to Tally Hall, our own Ann Arbor Tally Hall. And, you know, they just got a record deal with Atlantic Records. And, you know, how'd they celebrate? They went out to dinner and just had a calm, relaxing dinner, like, you know, we are just going to still keep putting out our music and going on tour and hopefully playing in Ann Arbor again during the Ann Arbor Art Festival and the Ann Arbor Summer Festival and everything else in between. So Tally Hall, congratulations, have a good day. This is off their CD, Marvin's Marvelous, I can never say this, Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum. This is Good Day by Tally Hall, Ann Arbor's own Tally Hall.
I'd like to say hello and welcome you. Good day, that is my name. Come here and sit down. I'm so glad you even really truly came. We can even go and take a walk or something like that. Or something like that. But first I need to introduce my what and introduce my when. It lives and breathes.
thanks a lot, Tally Hall. Thanks a lot, Stalling Dawn. Thanks a lot to Yellow Card and all you guys today for allowing me to play your tracks on today's Guy in a Tie podcast. I really, really appreciate it. And also, if you guys want, my listeners, if you want to try and win an iTunes gift card and one of those Detroit Pistons basketballs that we have to give away, just answer the following EC challenge. What you have to do is post to guyinatie.com for this show, show number 71, the answer, which is, where did I get this little snippet from that I've been playing at the beginning and kind of in the middle of today's Guy in a Tie podcast? So here it is.
I look at you and I'm a fool.
All right, who is that? It's from Finding Nemo, which I also played a little bit of, you know, the Clicker Challenge. But who is that in Finding Nemo? You know, who is the actress? She was, here's a couple hints. She was one of the MCs in the American Idol cast that just came out this past week, you know, raising funds for children in America that are starving and overseas. And also she has her own TV daytime talk show. She's a comedian. She's hilarious. I love her. So just email me. All right, well, we're at the end of the cast, and we're talking about having a presence in today's schools in session. And, you know, one of the things that other people will notice the changes in you when you have a presence, and that will be nice. But what's even better is that you'll notice changes in yourself. As Guy in a Tie, I think you'll agree with me and many of the people you respect most in the world that they have a great deal of presence. These people also tend to have the most adventuresome, fun lives. There's no question that if you put your mind to it, you can become this type of person. To do so may be one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. This is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.